Sif Dalit through Kuf Pei Dalit Sif Hay, including Hay.
Okay, Kuf Pei Gimel, this Dalet. Also, the Kana Sasai Sada Nir Shechaveri, it is also to go into a plowed field of your friend, which should be pretty obvious. And Vneshu Dosh Niroi Umakalka, because you're going to step all over whatever it is that he just plowed and you're going to destroy it. Right, so that's pretty straightforward. Hey, also Lamed al Stecher, this next one is a scary, scary halacha. It is also to stand by the field of your friend, to stare at the field when it's fully grown. So that you shouldn't be damaging the fields of Mayan Hara. And you're going to look at his field and see, look how successful he is, et cetera, and then you're going to cause him damage. But kol shekein she'asa, and kol shekein, it's also the stock of a chaver, b'inyan sheyesh lacha sheyaziko b'ayin hara. You cannot look at somebody else and then cause him an ayin hara. Now, he doesn't say exactly what you're thinking when you're causing him, that you're causing him this ayin hara. But Mustafa, it's best not to think about somebody else's things at all. I feel about Sakov over myself, and even in his business and his actions, Shemim Chashash has a Ayin Hara, and there's no Chashash of Ayin Hara, and vice of a base of Rishosai. If he does them inside his house, and it's just Rishos, also Lirisha, don't go spying on him without his das. Maybe he's not interested in somebody knowing his business. All right, v'derech eretz, and it's derech eretz, k'she'echad roya she'chaveir oisik v'malachtoi, when you see somebody being oisik v'malachtoi, yivarcheu, you bless him, v'yomer loy titzlach b'masecha, or hatzlacha, you should give him good wishes. And then bringing in the Mishnah Berurah says that you say it to goyim and to yidin, same way. Well, a few losses with Shus Shaloi, do Mazik with Shchenoi also. Even to do something in your Rishus that will damage your Shachin is also. Don't put in your yard next to the wall of your friend called Avashesh Bechamim. It's anything that's going to heat it up. Then it's going to, the Hevel is going to come out, it's going to damage the wall. Like excrement and that type of thing. Now, then, can here he got Gimel Tvachim? It's got to be a distance of three Tvachim. You have to be careful that you shouldn't pour water next to the wall of your friend. If you have a pipe that's coming off the roof, you have to distance it from the wall of your friend by three tefachim. Goes without saying that you shouldn't empty out your urine next to the wall of a friend. And to urinate next to your friend's wall, if it's a stone wall, I shall eat delete it. But it's wooden and it has no mud. Die, kishamarchik tefach echad. That's enough that you keep it one tefach away from the wall. And if the walls are very hard, then you don't have to distance it at all. And you could even urinate on the wall. If it's made out of bricks, I shall eat, betit, or it's made out of wood that's got mud on it. Then he has to have a distance of three tefachim. So again, it's all depending on the situation of what is it that you're putting near the wall, and how damaged can the wall get. Depending on what the answers are to those questions, that's whether you're allowed to do things next to the property line between you and your friend. Okay, continuing the same type of Indian, Simon Kuf Pei Dalet Hilchus Nizke Haguf Uba Yud Aleph Sifim. So Aleph, also Ladum Lahakas Chaver, you're not allowed to hit your friend. Vimikeo Iver said, if he hits you, if you hit him, you Iver Nalaisa Shenever even Hakas Arasha. This is talking about when Bezdin is giving punishment to somebody who deserves Makas. It says when you hit the Rasha, Abram Yakenu, hit him 40 times. Lo Yosef, don't add on. Pen Yosef, that perhaps you're going to add on, which is not allowed. So, Imek Vida Torah Bakos HaRasha, Yosef. If the Torah is telling you that even when you're hitting a Rasha, do not hit him extra, Kavachayim Bakos Tzadik. So, Kavachayim, when you're hitting a Tzadik, you're not, I mean, that you're not allowed to hit him anything extra. If he doesn't deserve it, he doesn't deserve it. Cholam Al, anybody who lifts up his hand, hit his friend, Afal P. Shalayakayo, even if you didn't actually hit him, right? Nikra Rasha, he's still called a Rasha, Shanema, Vayamila Rasha, Lama Sakariacha, said to the Rasha, why should you hit your friend? Lama Kisa, Laynamar, Ella Lama Saka. Afal P. Shaddai, Layako, even though he didn't yet hit him, Nikra Rasha, he's called a Rasha. Pami Shahikas Chaveroi, and anybody who hits his friend, Areu Muhram Pacherim Hakadmainim. You get a cherem that the early Rabbanim said, "Vein l'tzav of the minion, asara l'chol davar shekedusha," and he can't be part of a minion. If somebody goes hitting people, he can't be part of a minion. Actually, yatiru like bezdin is a cherem unless bezdin allows the cherem. Shemakabel l'shmoyah dinam, when he's makabel on himself to listen to the bezdin. Im achar mako isoy oli Yisrael achar. Let's say somebody hits you or to another year. V'i efshalat and there's no way to save yourself from the person who hits, who's hitting. Only if you hit him, then mutulakos, then you're allowed to hit him. You hear what he's saying? He's saying a massive chiddush here. This is what I was saying, is that somebody's beating you up, and you could escape without hitting him, then you're not allowed to hit him. You're only allowed to hit in mamish self-defense, meaning self-defense is shot that there's no other option for you. All right? I mean, shot isn't that what every kid goes, oh, we're going to hit him back. Somebody hits you, hit him back. No, you can't. You cannot hit him back. Okay, even your worker who doesn't listen to you, also, you still can't hit him. Vaktanim. But it is mutter to hit your young kids, a yosam, an orphan, who's being brought up in your house, and they want to do something with that kishara, in order to get them to go in the proper way. That actually is good for them. But you have to be legit. You're not hitting from anger and all those types of things, is absolutely awesome. You're not allowed to sweep your broken glass in the house and anything similar to that in a place that it can do damage. Solid. Let's say the neighbor gets headaches. And then the sound of hitting damages him. You should not grind or crush in your house. Refice, I don't know what refice are. Okay, I have similar things. Devarim she kol havasa magia b'bayis b'shreinu mazikla. Well, anything that will annoy him. Well, he says the lashon of mazik. So I don't know where annoyed comes into the picture here. Right, so you can't say, which I imagine most of us would say, like, I don't care if my neighbor has a headache. I need to do what I need to do. So the kids are saying that you are not allowed to do that. Hey, yesh shoyd harbi devarim binyan nizkei shcheinim of neighbors of Saram. There's many other halachas about damage for shcheinim and others in Rosh Hashanah. But klal hu she'asa lasa shum davar afilu b'rashusa. You're not allowed to do anything, even in your own property, in the kosher game Rosh Hashanah, and definitely not on the public property. Davar she'yochel lagia mimenu eizah hezek l'shcheinim, if from what you're doing will cause some sort of damage to your neighbor. Or to anybody who's going past in a Shasarabim. If not for, if unless there's a dover posture, it's dover posture that there's a minig in the town that anybody who wants to can do this. Because then it's as if all the bnei Eir are meichel, so that everybody knows that when it becomes negayah to them, they'll be able to do it also. So, let's say playing loud music. You want to make a party in your house, you want to play loud music. So, if it bothers the neighbors, you have a problem. But if it's understood that the city, everybody allows it, so then you're allowed to then it's allowed, because even though right now that person may not be happy with it, your neighbor might not be happy with it, but he may end up having kids or grandkids who are going to be happy with this rule. So therefore, as long as it's a rule, I don't know if it has to be a written rule or even an unwritten rule, then it's no problem. Okay, we will stop over there. And I'm saying we see one thing from all these halachas, that what our perceptions are of neighborly relations are not simple at all. All right. Okay.